Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, hi there, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We'll do nerd talk and news and a whole bunch more, plus a little bit of Sounders news without a podcast to deliver it, okay? Mainly just making silly jokes. Here we are. I want to start by saying how awesome it is. I have a birthday coming up here. I won't say when because I don't tell people that. And my lovely wife has spent the last several weeks poking around, trying to find something fun to do. We're 51 weeks apart, so for 1 week every year, we share the same birthday. No, I mean, the same age. There you go. And so last year, we didn't really do anything too big for her because we had such a little kid. And then now this year, we can finally do something fun. And so for that 1 week, we're going to be the same age, and it's going to be a group birthday there. But we started talking about just taking a trip somewhere. I don't know, somewhere easy, somewhere grand. I don't know. And so after a few days of looking around, she was like, hey, question, do you want to be part of this or would you prefer that I just do all of it and it's a surprise? Wow. I don't know how to say this any more excitedly than what's the tone of my voice right now, but that is awesome. I can't believe that she would do something so cool. Surprise birthday trip. Are you kidding me? Well, first of all, great lady. But I'm flattered. I'm blown away. I don't even know what to think. So she went ahead and booked the trip. She bought some plane tickets. She's got the gears in motion here to get us to go somewhere rad. Now, I don't know where it is. She did tell me that the one place it is not is Japan. So, I mean, that would be wild. That would be a huge trip to be able to go to Japan, especially with a two-year-old. Ooh, get out of here. That sounds terrible. We took a one-year-old. I guess we didn't have an excuse not to go for her birthday. I'm just a bad husband. Because we took a one-year-old to Europe. It must, if you've never been to Europe, you've never traveled at all or anything like that, it is super exciting. If you could prioritize it like that way in your life, it's totally worth it. And if you can't, then you just have to listen to some knucklehead talk about it. Sorry. I guess you could stop. Please don't. Keep going. Don't stop listening. So there's big news today about the president is being impeached. We'll get to that here in a second. I'm not going to go into it because you don't make any friends talking about this stuff, but I just want to clear up something just to set everyone's expectations correctly. I was more blown away by the fact that one guy who we count on as an icon in the weed world hasn't been picking up his, has been dropping some slack.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
One of the world's most famous potheads has quit smoking the devil's lettuce. Due to prolonged breathing problems, Willie Nelson has gone smoke-free. Oh, wow, did his ponytails immediately fall off? Nah, he just switched to edibles and probably vape. He said he's not ruling it out for the rest of his life, that if the breathing problems go away, he might get back into it. Holy crap, Speaker Pelosi just told America that, quote, today I'm asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. That is serious stuff. Prepare for the worst day on the internet in ever. I can already feel the hot takes burning the place down. Yikes. Five people have been hit by trains around Puget Sound in just the last few days, leaving three dead. Sad stuff. Please be careful around those tracks. And if you're not feeling yourself and you need to talk to somebody, there are plenty of resources. I'd be happy to help you find one.
You just got news.
Okay, so the whole thing about the impeachment thing, let's just be clear about something. They need both houses of Congress have to vote for the impeachment to happen, okay? And so it looks like the House could probably get it. That's the one where there's different numbers for every state by population or something. And then the Senate, which has two representatives from each state, you need a supermajority there. 71 people have to, senators have to agree to the impeachment. And right now it's party lines, and it is way too close. Impeachment will never happen, so we could probably just stop having the conversation now, stop yelling at each other online about it. It's just not, there's not 20 senators that are going to flip from voting with their team, the Republicans, to switching over to the Democrats. It's just not, that's not going to happen. Okay? All right. What else? I missed out on something earlier today in Nerd Talk. Oh, this is so cool. I don't quite understand it very well, but it's fun to talk through it. We sent a probe to the sun. It's called the Parker Solar Probe. And it is there checking out what happens with like the weird particles and the radiation and the magnetism and everything of our giant fireball, our star in the sky. And that is crazy to think how hot the sun is. And then to be able to send like a little piece of metal there to be like, don't burn me. That's happening. And we're getting all this like weird stuff where there's like the rays that come out of the sun, whatever the particles that come out of the sun, they're like not consistent in the first bit of their travel away. It gets out like not even, I don't think, to Mercury, but to that point where it all kind of levels out somehow and then they start flying straight. So like when we observe them at Earth, they're coming at us like straight. But when they leave, they're like patchy and like it. Honestly, the animation made it look like the sun had terrible toots. Like there was just farts coming out of it and particles were getting blown in all different directions and then dissipating. Kind of like a smelted, delted, silent but deadly type thing. That's what it feels like. Well, not feels. I couldn't feel anything. I just watched it and had feelings and reaction. But I don't, it's wacky that we can get to these other planets. And then on top of that, we can send a science experiment to record what's coming out of one without being melted. Super cool. I mean, then back home, we're doing stupid stuff like memorializing internet cats. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! The ashes of internet cat celebrity Lil Bub look likely to get shot into space. Wow. Imagine if someone from the 1600s read that same sentence. JK, because literacy. A cat that helped raise a ton of money to help sick and shelter pets will now spend eternity still dead, but higher up. Imagine a computer that can generate facial data based on reading genetic code from our DNA. Scientists in China are hoping to do just that. If they get it sorted, in theory, they'd be able to collect DNA from, I don't know, a crime scene, pump it into their computers, then have their facial tracking AI cameras to find and catch criminals after the fact. Terrifying. Now, real quick, what if the computer isn't 100% accurate and...
Quiet, you.
And finally, how bad news about the ocean? There's a million times more microplastic there than scientists previously thought. Now, we're not talking about, like, grocery store plastic bags floating around. We're talking tiny pieces of garbage too fine to scoop out with traditional nets and other junk. Look, we need to science ourselves some fish that can digest plastic. I don't know what you're supposed to eat. You figure it out. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Alright, fun experiment today. Just trying something with video here, trying to make a video element be part of this somehow. You wouldn't notice except for all the mistakes I made. That's okay, though. Just working through some bugs. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for telling a friend. And thanks for listening to the end of the show show.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.